Good morning. This is Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM KBBS. It's Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into The Prescription Shop, where they are much more than just prescription medication. Well, joining me in studio here, Jennifer McCormick with the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce. Jennifer, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Very good. It's Monday, but as I look outside right now, I see sunshine. We're going to hit mid-40s today. 50s tomorrow. We're going to be at 60 degrees by Wednesday.
Very exciting.
That makes me feel good, like it's like it's spring. And I want to remind everyone, technically it's not spring, I don't think, till the 21st. But it's 21st. Feeling like spring. And we had to spring forward with the clocks on Saturday night. For anyone who didn't remember, you're probably an hour late for something this morning. But it's actually after 9 o'clock right now, not
that
after 8
is.
O'clock. So if you haven't moved your clocks, do so. Now, personally, I don't have any clocks I have to change in the house. I just go off my cell phone, which changes itself.
I had to change my watch this morning. Yeah. Had that. Why am I here an hour early
What's
moment?
Going on?
Why am
yeah,
I
you
here?
You walk in and you see an office clock's like, whoa, am I early?
I'm an hour early.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about the Small Business Expo, which is going on this Friday and Saturday. We've had you in a couple times talking about it. It's finally here. This
it's
Friday,
here.
3 till 7, Saturday, 9 till 3 at Bomber Mountain Civic Center. And we were talking just before we went on air, and you're going to be overflowing with vendors this year.
Yes, yes. We have more than we did last year or the year before. So that's we're really excited about that. We'll be in the small gym as well.
Yeah, that's nice to have. When I know last year we were just in the big gym, so it'll be nice to have the two gyms open. Everyone can check out all the small businesses in the area, a lot of which people may not know exist. That's what makes this such a great event.
Very true, very true. There's people out there that come in every day to talk about their small business, and we didn't know they were there.
Right. How do I get my name out there? What do I do? Well, go to this, right?
Go to the Small Business Expo. Yeah. Come visit with us at the Chamber.
Are you done taking vendors, or will you still accept anything?
We are. We are done.
Vendors.
Yeah, the map is complete.
It's complete, so if you missed out, you have to get in next year.
That's it. Come out and see us, though.
But, one of the great things, not only checking out all the small vendors, but the prizes. People love winning stuff.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't like winning stuff? We've got a weekend trip to Deadwood, courtesy of Bighorn Mountain Radio.
Free trip, but the gambling might cost you something.
The gambling might, but
or you might get rich.
You could. You could just break even, that's always good.
Even Steven's never bad.
Never bad.
So we've got the prizes, and then pretty much all the you've got the grand prizes for the chamber, but then pretty much almost every booth is giving something away as well.
Yeah, they do a lot of giveaways. So it's booths.
People can stop by each booth and sign up for that stuff.
And,
And it's all kinds of fun. And I know. And I don't know if they're going to be here this year, but years past, there's been people with baked goods. And those are usually the tables you want to visit because they have free samples.
Yes, yes.
And I usually just kind of hang out there all day. Like, I'll come back with some sunglasses and a hat and act like I haven't been there so I can get another free sample.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't been here yet. I'm gonna need another one of these.
That's right. And, of course, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, on Friday there's going to be a meal.
On Friday, we do our business after hours at Expo.
Oh, the business
on Friday.
After hours is
yes,
going to be
there. Yes, catered by Invasion Bar out of KC.
Invasion Bar does a great job.
Oh, they do. Her stuff is good.
Yeah, we have them come up for our dance in the park. They're always the food and beverage vendor we have there. And they come up from KC. So if you didn't know they were down there.
Yeah, if you didn't know she does catering, she does.
Right. That's
call
right.
Amanda.
Give her a call at some point, and she'll hook you up. They do a great job. Absolutely.
They do.
And then on Saturday, other than normal stuff, is there anything exciting and fun going on?
Well, Saturday is when we'll do our prize giveaway, so make sure you come
Do you have to be present to win those?
You do not have to be present to win.
But it's more fun if you are.
It is more fun if you are. You get it right then, but you do have to come and tour through the expo to be able to enter.
Okay. So come and check this out. Again, it is 3 until 7 Friday, 9 till 3 Saturday. We're going to be doing some live radio coverage both days. We'll be playing some music at our radio booth. And I've got something for the kids, Jennifer. Something
fun. Oh, awesome.
I'm bringing a little laptop and a microphone, and I'm going to let them record some station liners. We're going to play them back on the air.
You might discover the next big radio star.
That's right. That's what we're trying to do. Maybe
that's
we should
it,
call
yeah.
it like Radio Idol.
Maybe. Radio Stars of Tomorrow.
Radio Stars. Hey, there you go. Does that mean I have to pay you for the name if I use it?
No, go for it. You can have that. I don't think it's original. So.
So again, the Johnson County Small Business Expo, this is the 15th year of this event, which means it's been successful. Otherwise, it wouldn't still be going.
It's been very successful. Been very successful for our local small businesses.
And, you know, I'm sure you get positive feedback both from the vendors as well as the public.
We do. There's a little form you get to fill out.
Oh, comment cards?
Comment cards, yes.
How many negative comment cards do you get?
Not that many.
Zero?
Not that many. You know,
there's always someone who's gonna complain,
and you know what? Sometimes it's a great idea. You know what I mean? You always want to get those ideas. Sometimes it's something you really want to use.
Absolutely. So this is going on this Friday, 3 to 7, this Saturday, 9 to 3. Come on out. It's not called the best little expo in Wyoming for nothing.
That's right.
So come check it out.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So if you're going to tell someone to come to this event that's never been before and they say, what can I expect when I come in? What would you say to them?
Lots of information about small businesses and services are available to you in your community.
And
that's the best takeaway.
It is. And also, I know people here love shopping local, keeping these mom-and-pop businesses open.
As we should.
As we should, absolutely. And I know that's important to the people in this area. And so not only are you getting people from Buffalo, but you're getting people from all of Johnson County. You're even getting people from Sheridan. I've seen people from Gillette with their small businesses here.
Oh, yeah.
So it reaches out a little ways.
Yeah, it has quite a reach.
Absolutely. So, again, I'm talking with Jennifer McCormick with the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce. We've got the Small Business Expo. One more time, it's going on at the Bomber Mountain Civic Center, Friday and Saturday. 3 to 7 Friday afternoon, and Saturday starts at 9 in the morning, goes until 3 o'clock. Come on out. Check it all out. It's the 15th annual event, and it's free for people to come in and check
it's
out.
It's free.
And win prizes.
Yeah.
And meet Jennifer.
Yeah, exactly. The two Jennifers. We have two now.
So is one of you known as Jennifer 1 and Jennifer 2, or how do you differentiate?
Some days. Yeah, some days. It's just different every day.
Some days. And other days, maybe they call you by your last names. Does that happen?
Yeah, that happens, too.
We had three people here by the same name one time. I just started calling them all by their last name.
Yes, yeah, you know, just definitely.
Otherwise, you say the name, and everyone turns around, what?
We have a third Jennifer that used to come in and help us out. That's when it got really exciting.
Oh, boy.
I know, right?
So no matter who the boss might have talked to, you just had to yell Jennifer and everybody.
That's it. Somebody does something for him.
There you go. Jennifer McCormick, thank you so much for taking the time today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop, 4th Street in Buffalo.